Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
All in the Family.
And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men. Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner, Sally Struthers. Produced by John Rich.
G-R-O-S, now red, great. Those were the days.
Developed by Norman Lear. At the piano, Archie chomps a cigar and shares a smile with Edith. Archie's in bed.
Edith! Edith!
He pounds a baseball bat on the floor.
Edith! My back is killing me!
Downstairs, Edith watches TV and munches on chips.
There he goes again.
Michael eats an apple while Gloria reads.
Edith!
Ma, Daddy's calling again.
Edith studies the TV.
Ma? Hey, why'd they stop talking on the TV?
They're getting ready to operate on the little boy.
What's wrong with him?
Well, the world-famous surgeon thinks it's a burst appendix, but Marcus Welby says it's nothing but a green apple bellyache.
Edith!
I'm in, Archie!
Edith doesn't move. Gloria glances at her repeatedly.
Ma, you want me to go upstairs for you this time?
Oh, would you, Gloria? Thank you.
Yeah.
What do you think it is, Ma?
Well, I gotta go along with Dr. Welby. I don't think it's... I think it's just a green apple bellyache.
Ma, I was talking about Archie.
Oh, no. Archie never eats apples unless they're...
Edith! Edith! Edith!
Here, Daddy.
You ain't Edith. Where's your mother?
She's downstairs resting. She's tired, Daddy.
She's tired. I'm the one that's been laying here all week.
Yeah, laying up here, banging on the floor, making all that noise. Why do you keep that stupid baseball bat in the bedroom for anyway?
Listen, little girl, this is household security. My old ball bat from high school days. If you'd have been born a boy like you should have been, you'd have inherited that.
I'm sorry I disappointed you, Daddy. Now, what'd you want?
I called Stretch Cunningham down at Wake about 5 hours ago. Did he call me back?
No, he didn't.
Well, there must be an awful trouble down there on the job without me. Are you sure our phone is working okay?
I'm sure, Daddy.
I'd never know anything up here all by myself. I feel like I'm shipwrecked on a desert island. She's even Robinson Crusoe had company on Friday.
Listen, Daddy, I'm sorry you're in pain, but it's not going to do you any good to worry about work. I'm sure they're getting along down there without you just fine.
What do you mean by that?
Nothing. All I meant was nobody's indispensable.
Well, you're wrong. I happen to be the most dispensable guy down there.
Edith runs in.
I'm sorry, Archie. What did you want?
One, I want my back rubbed. And two, when I call for you, I don't want the second team sent up here.
Daddy, it's really nice to be appreciated.
Oh, he didn't mean nothing, Gloria. It's just the pain talking.
I'll see you later, Ma.
Edith faces Archie.
It's just the pain talking.
She shakes her head at him. Archie curls his lip.
You are the only pain that's talking. Come on, I rub my back now. Don't hurt me.
As Archie turns on his side, Edith lifts his pajama shirt.
Oh, Edith, your fingers are as cold as tricycles here.
Downstairs.
How's Archie?
He's okay. Boy, I wish he'd get laryngitis sometime. Hello? No, he's sick upstairs in bed. Can I please tell him who called? Oh, he's been expecting your call. Michael, it's Stretch Cunningham from the plant.
Who cares?
Oh, good. He'll be happy to hear that. Yes, thank you.
What's that on the floor?
phone.
Excuse me a second. Daddy, it's Stretch Cunningham from the plant. He says, don't worry about the job. Stay in bed. They're doing fine without you.
Hold that phone. I'm coming down. Hold on.
Mr. Cunningham, my father wants to speak.
Easy. What are you doing to me?
I'm trying to help you. You got the right arm in the wrong home.
She pulls off his robe.
Wait, give me the phone. Get over there. Hiya, Stretch. Well, I just wanted to know how everything was down at work. Fine, huh? Well, how's the new guy, Chuck Matthews? Because I... Yeah, I know he's as strong as a knox. Well, no, I just want to say that I'll be well in a couple of days. I'll come down and straighten everything out for you. Everything's all straightened out anyway. Yeah, well, all right, Stretch. No, that's all right. Thanks for calling me back. Yeah. Yeah, goodbye. You lousy crow.
Well, it was nice of him to call you and put your mind at rest.
Put the robe on me, will you, Edith? And don't talk. It makes the pain worse. Help me over to the chair.
Aren't you going back to bed?
No, I ain't. And will you get your little keister out of my chair?
Gloria moves to the couch.
Archie, you don't want the doctor to come and find you up. It makes a better impression if you ain't walking around.
Oh, yeah. Well, I got news for you. They don't care if you're up or down. Doctors, you could be hanging in a closet for all they care. Bunch of butchers. They treat you like you was a side of beef.
Archie gingerly sits in his chair.
Oh, gee, pain goes through me like a knife.
You probably aggravated when you came down. What was so important about that phone call anyway?
Raising his brows, Archie studies Michael, then points at him and turns to Edith.
It talks. I thought that was a dummy out of the wax museum, but it's alive. Look at him. Gawking over his checkers there.
It's not checkers, it's chess.
Tell me something I don't know. I know it's chess. I'll tell you something you don't know. That there's a commie game.
Chess is a commie game?
See, you didn't know that. Certainly, them Russians forced that there game on the kids in kindergarten instead of learning them handball. Idiot. I wonder what Stretch Cunningham meant when he said they was doing good without me down at work.
Archie flinches.
Hey, look at that. Every time you mention work, your back gets worse. You know, I think your illness is psychosomatic.
Psychosomatic?
What's that?
Oh, my. I hope it ain't as bad as the heartbreak of psoriasis.
Edith peers anxiously at Michael. So does Archie.
Well, is it?
Gloria rolls her eyes.
Psychosomatic means your problem is all in your mind. See, sometimes worry can bring on all the symptoms of a physical illness.
Daddy, have you been worried about your job?
I ain't worried about my job.
Archie, I didn't know you was worried about your job.
Stifle yourself, huh?
It's that new guy, right? Chuck Matthews.
No.
Sure, he's young, he's strong. You're worried he's going to take over for you down there.
That is a lie!
Archie jumps up, then slumps back, his feet in the air.
Get away from me, Edith! Get the feet down! There.
Edith gently lowers his feet back down to the floor. Gloria opens the door.
Hello, Gloria.
Cigarette in mouth, the man pokes his chest.
Come on in, Doctor.
As he enters, he exhales a big puff of smoke, then resumes smoking.
Thank you for coming. Archie has been in a lot of pain.
Tell a doctor about my own pain.
Archie waves away the smoke.
Come on upstairs. We get
examined. Oh, my, Doctor. That cough don't sound too good.
It's a pollution. It's going to kill us all.
Still smoking, Dr. Spence follows Archie upstairs.
My, I hope he can help your father.
Don't worry, Ma. Daddy'll be all right.
Oh, I hope so, because he ain't too good at feeling bad.
It's like having a wounded bear around the house all day.
It ain't so good at night, neither. Archie keeps waking me up to turn him over, and sometimes he rolls back again before I can get out of the way. Oh, yeah, my arm's the only part of me that went to sleep all night. I better get up there and see what's going on.
In the bedroom, the doctor probes Archie's back.
Well, what do you think, Doc, huh?
Well, you want to know what I think.
As the doctor coughs over the bed, Archie recoils.
Doc, you're germinating all over me here.
Edith hurries in.
Doctor, how is Archie? Will he have to stay home much longer?
No, just today, Mrs. Bunty.
Oh, that's good, Archie.
Tomorrow, I want him to go into the hospital.
Archie stares wide-eyed at the doctor. Archie sleeps.
Mr. Bunker!
What?
Wake up, Mr. Bunker. Time for your pill, Mr. Bunker.
In the hospital bed, Archie takes the pill.
Another sleeping pill, I suppose.
The nurse walks around a partition.
Everything all right, Mr. Duval?
Oh, yes. I think I'm going to like this room better than my old one.
Yes. It's nearer to the kitchen, too. Some of your meals might still be warm when you get them.
The black man in the next bed laughs with the nurse.
You Americans are so funny.
Hey, nurse, what'd they do, move another guy in there while I was sleeping?
Yes, Mr. Bunker, you have a new neighbor.
Oh, I'm glad for the company. Open a partition so we can see each other.
I'm sorry, it's stuck. I'll get one of the men to come up and fix it.
Yeah, well, while you're at it, tell my doc to come and see me, will you? I ain't seen that croaker in 2 days.
Dr. Spence will be coming in later. Now try to relax.
Relax, they tell you. Just when you get all relaxed, they come around, try and shove a pill at you or a bedpan under you. Then when you really need a bedpan, all the nurses are shooting pool or something.
Oh, you are quite right, my friend. We are at their mercy. Permit me to introduce myself. Jean Duval.
Oh, nice to meet you there, Johnny.
No. Ce n'est pas Johnny, c'est Jean. J-E-A-N.
That's Jean. Hey, are you sure you're a boy over there?
I think so. Just a moment, I will check.
Archie grins as he waits.
Yes, I am a boy.
That's a funny one there, John. Hey, you sound like a Frenchie, are you?
Oui, from Martinique.
I'm from Queens, New York. Archie Bunk is my name. What are you in for, John?
Oh, I had this pain in my back.
Hey, that's what I got.
Well, fortunately, they found out what the trouble was.
Well, tell me, will you? What is it?
An epidural cyst.
That sounds like an important part of you.
Oh, I should hope not. They cut me open and took it out.
I think I want to keep mine. That's my doctor now.
Dr. Spence enters with a clipboard.
Hey, Doc, where you been and why you leave me alone like this here? These nurses are sticking so many needles into me, you'd think they was hooking a rug.
Sorry, but we have to make an exhaustive diagnostic evaluation.
Well, can't you do that after you find out what's wrong with me?
Well, it doesn't seem to be rheumatic and you haven't slipped a disc, so...
So what?
Well, we just have to look deeper.
Oh, hold it, Doc. You ain't gonna go cutting into me now, are you?
Oh, no. I wouldn't do that.
Well, that's a load off my mind.
We get a surgeon to do it.
Dr. Spence laughs and points at Archie, who stares at him incredulously.
Will you please cut the funnies?
Only if we have to. Oh. Have you got a cigarette?
No! Wait a minute, you just got here.
Don't worry, I'm stopping in to see you tonight.
Oh, well, good.
If not tonight, maybe the day after tomorrow.
Dr. Spence goes out.
Ain't he a beauty?
Lionel and Mrs. Jefferson enter.
Here he is. How you doing, Art?
Oh, hiya there, Lionel. Come on in. Hey, Louise. How are you?
Archie. We can't stay long. I've got to get back to the store.
Oh, well, it's nice of you to drop around.
I brought you some nice hot chicken soup.
You make chicken soup?
Yeah, Mom makes a special with ribs.
Louise fondly elbows her son, who grins.
Stop it, Lionel. Be serious.
Yeah, be serious. Will you do what your mother tells you?
Archie, aren't you going to introduce me to your family?
Archie stares straight ahead, dumbfounded.
Wait.
Why wait? Your wife looks charming.
John, listen, her and me ain't married.
Oh, even better, mon vieux. She gave you a fine-looking son anyway.
She never gave me nothing but chicken soup here. Lionel, tell Johnny you ain't my son.
Okay, whatever you say, Pop.
Grinning, Louise walks around the partition to Jean's bed.
We're just neighbors, Mr.
Duval.
Mrs. Jefferson.
Lionel, don't be a wise guy now. Make yourself useful while you're here. Open up that partition so Johnny and me can see each other.
You mean you two haven't seen each other?
Oh, they just wheeled him in here.
Lionel, I think we'd better go.
Oh, no.
No, wait a second, Mom. We're just getting to the good part.
Louise glares at Lionel and hustles him out.
Oh, we are late now. Goodbye, Archie. Nice to have met you, Mr. Duval.
Enchanté, madame.
Jean kisses her hand.
Lionel, did you see that? Oh, Mr. Duval.
Admiring her kissed hand, Louise floats out of the room.
Ah, lovely woman. Are you sure you're just neighbors, Archie?
Oh, that's all we are. Gee, I mean, this ain't Gay Paris, you know. We don't go for that Viva la Difference stuff over here.
You mean Viva la Difference?
Well, you say that pretty good. But then you would be in French. Hey, did you ever run across that there frog singer you remember used to be alive? Maurice Chevrolet?
Who?
I ever did to breeze him to whisper Louisa. Birds in a tree.
Edith arrives with Michael.
Oh, Edith.
Archie, you must be feeling much better. I ain't heard you do your Rudy Valley imitation.
Stipe yourself, huh? Hi, Arch. Hi. Where's Gloria?
Oh, she said she stopped by on her way from work.
I wish you could say you'd stop by on your way from work.
You know, Arch, it's really a thrill visiting you.
Hey, Johnny. Hey, here's my real wife now. Edith, say hello to Johnny Duval over there. He's a Frenchman.
Oh. Bonjour, madame.
How do you do, Monsieur?
You don't have to talk French to him. He talks English.
Ain't it funny, Archie? He don't look French.
Pardon?
I was just saying you don't look French.
She shouts in his ear.
Really?
Edith, you wouldn't know a Frenchie from a hiney. Now get over here, will you? Gee, you don't look French.
I suppose you could tell he was French from looking at him, huh?
No, but from listening to him, I ain't seen him yet with that partition there.
Oh, that explains it.
Archie, did Dr. Spence find out what was wrong with your back?
No, he just keeps running in and out looking for cigarettes.
I still think it's psychosomatic.
Well, you know what I think?
What?
Shut up.
Archie, I brought you the Twinkies you asked for.
Archie rolls his eyes.
Leave the Twinkies on the table there, read it, and listen to me, will you? This is serious. I may be in here for a long time to come. I may never get back to work.
Arch, don't you see how your mind is working? I may be here for a long time. I may never get back to work, and then your back starts to hurt. I'm telling you, Arch, it's all in your mind.
It ain't my mind.
Ah!
Get the
fantastic. That's
Arch.
Fantastic. Get away from me.
Arch.
Get away from me.
Arch.
Get away from me.
Think of something else.
Get away from me.
Michael throws up his hands and starts out after Edith.
Psychosomatic.
Get away from me.
Archie, I'm so sorry you're feeling so bad.
Oh, well, it's pain, but I can put up with it there, Johnny. Yeah, I learned to live with pain in the war, the big one.
It's a big one?
Yeah, overseas in WW2. We saved your country for you there, John. Remember?
Oh, yes, that was very nice of you, Archie. Maybe someday we can return the favor.
Forget it. Well, John, you and me could be laying up here together for a long time. I may never get back to work at the plant.
He flinches.
What kind of work do you do, Archie?
Oh, I'm the boss of a loading bay, John. I got some men under me there. Stretch Cunningham, Black Elmo.
Black Elmo?
Yeah, well, we call him that. That ain't really his name, see, but there's two Elmos working down there, and we call this guy Black Elmo so as not to get him mixed up with regular Elmo.
I see. How many regular men do you have working for you, Archie?
Oh, I got two, if you want to include this new guy, Chuck Matthews.
Archie grimaces in pain.
A young know-it-all, 24-year-old punk, a pain in the butt.
You think maybe he's after your job, Archie?
Hey. Hey there, Johnny. That's pretty sharp of you to come up with that one.
No. I heard your son-in-law say it before. It may be psychosomatic.
Ah, he don't know nothing, though. You do. Hey, John, you're a pretty sharp man there, which is what you and me got in common. Hey, you know what I think? When the two of us get out of this joint, what we ought to do is you ought to get your wife and come over to my house for supper some night.
You, Archie, but you and I are, how you say, two ships that pass in the night.
No, we ain't, John. We can't let that happen because you are my kind of people.
If you say so, Archie.
And while I'm thinking about it, why don't I give you my address? You can write it down there, 704 Houses Street.
Hold it, Archie. I don't have a pen.
Oh, well, I got one over here, John, but geez, I can't reach it with the pen.
Okay, Archie, I'll get it.
Jean gets out of bed.
And they let you get out of bed, huh?
Certainement. They say I should walk a little now, every day.
Jean comes around the partition, but Archie's facing the other way.
Ready.
Jean stands beside Archie's bed, holding a pen and notepad. Archie gazes at him blankly, and Jean grins. Archie continues to stare up at Jean from his bed. Then Archie frowns and cocks his head.
Who are you?
Jean Duval.
Wait a minute.
Archie swings upright.
You said you was a Frenchman.
Oui.
Well, you didn't tell me you was black.
You didn't tell me you was white.
But white people don't have to go around telling other people that.
I shall remember that for future reference.
Oh, nice. Hey, nice.
Archie, we can't find Dr. Spence.
Oh, I don't care nothing about Dr. Spence or this hospital. I'm getting the hell out of here. I'm going back to work.
Archie, look, he's moving around.
I told you, psychosomatic.
You, psycho. You and this guy ought to get together and make a record.
No. He is right. Your illness was psychosomatic. It is, in fact. But that is not what got you up on your feet again.
Ah?
It was that old black magic.
Jean smiles, and Archie studies him dubiously. Directed by John Rich and Bob Lahindro. Teleplay by Don Nickel. Story by Stanley Ralph Ross and Martin Cohen. Story editors Michael Ross, Bernie West. Executive producer Norman Lear. Roscoe Lee Brown, Jean Duval. Mike Evans, Lionel.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Isabel Sanford, Mrs. Jefferson. John Heffernan, Dr. Spence. Priscilla Morrill, Nurse. Those Were the Days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss. Closing theme, Remembering You by Roger Kellaway and Carol O'Connor. Based on Till Death Do Us Part, created by Johnny Spite. Copyright 1973, Tandem Productions Incorporated. A Bud York and Norman Lear Tandem Production.